Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Enlightened Collective. I'm your host, Terrell Williamson. I'd like to start off today by introducing our sponsor, Dream Writer, Inc., Writing and Publishing. You can look them up and Google them and find out their contact information, or you can look at their website. You can go to their website. This is www.dreamwriter.com. Wow, everybody, I just want to say thank you for checking in once again. We got a powerhouse of a podcast for you today. I wanted to start off telling you guys that it isn't about the money, the things we do, the life we live, the things that we spend most of our time to protect. It's not about the money. We go to work so we can provide a standard of living. Most of the time, we give our money away for stuff that we think we want. Why is that? You've spent the last 40 hours or the last 3 months putting up so you can eat and have a nice, safe place to stay, and you take whatever's left and do God knows what with it. But you know what? It makes you happy. And that's what it's about. It's not about the money, people. We got to figure out a way to make our lives and our purpose align with our desires. Because sometimes those things are like totally dissonant consonants, different polar opposites, but we do it to survive. We need to stop thinking in terms of survival and think in terms of thriving. Think in terms of the highest good, true north, joy, peace, and happiness. Instead of, we can stay in the current state of vibration and frequency that we're in, where we're always dodging problems and we're dodging situations and we have needs that need to be met. Oh my goodness, how would it look? They change when you change. Straight up, they change when you change. When you change your point of view, when you change your perspective, when you change how you look at the world, when you change how you look at yourself. Oh my goodness, that right there is number one. You experience life according to your belief about yourself. Now that was a pause for dramatic effect. I need you to understand that you experience life according to your belief about yourself. If you believe that you can't, if you believe that you're not worth it, or you're not smart enough, or whatever it is you believe, that's how you're going to experience life. And this podcast and all of my everything that I do to try to prepare for speaking and talking to people is about changing that, or at least understanding that it is what it is and why it is. Sometimes that sucks when it's just you can't do nothing about it and you don't know why. At least you can find out why. Anyway, I found this excerpt on my vision board and I want to share it with you. The mind with its thoughts is driven by feelings. Each feeling is the cumulative derivative of many thousands of thoughts. Because most people throughout their lives repress, suppress, and try to escape from their feelings, the suppressed energy accumulates and seeks expression. The accumulated feelings block spiritual growth and awareness, as well as success in many areas of life. I want you guys to know that a lot of the things that we have experienced, our ups and downs, our failures should not be failures. They should be lessons. If you can go back and think of, you know, I mean, I know everybody has confronted illness, confronted death with friends and family members. The older you get, the more that will occur. And you learn how to deal with it as much as you can. Sometimes it just is, and it changes you. But you got to understand that if you want to keep control of the way you experience life, you have to understand how that affected you. You have to understand how you can circumvent or learn how to deal with the hurt. It's confirmation bias. Your brain is looking for proof and evidence to confirm what you told it. That doesn't have to be rooted in negativity, by the way. I got this from Instagram. Tara Joy did a wonderful reel about it. And it doesn't have to be rooted in negativity. You know, you need to be intentional about the life you want to create. No matter what happened to you before in life, to you or through you or around you, instead of looking at all of the bad, ask yourself, when you feel everything getting ready to go negative and you can feel the bad feelings coming up, like, oh, why me? You know, some people call it depression or whatever. Ask yourself, what if all this works out? Ask yourself, what if it works out for my greater good? What if it works out in a way that blows my mind that I can't quite see right now in my thought pattern? What if I was unable to do anything but good for my life? How would that change your direction and your actions and your decisions if it was impossible for you to fail? We need to start asking ourselves these questions, especially when things aren't going quite the way you want them to go. When things are going quite the way, how do I keep them? Because I tell you, getting to a plateau, getting to another level is great, but staying there is the real flex. For real. Going back is no good. Going back down a level or two and you do not want that. It's the law of compensation. Now, there are different laws of compensation, but I want to use this one from Bob Proctor. He says that the amount of money you earn is going to be an exact ratio to three things. One, the need for what you do. Two, your ability to do it. And three, the difficulty in replacing you. Where there's a great need in this world, there's a lot of money to be made. Okay? Figure out what it is that you do that the world needs. There's something in you that is completely unique, that nobody else can do quite like you can. You find that need and you feel it. The second is your ability to do it. It don't matter if there is a need for what you do and you suck at it. Look, when you make up your mind to get really good at what you do and you want to improve at it, you study it. You work on it. You hone that craft. You get it together. That's why I'm saying it's not about the money. It's about what you become in the process. There are two different ways of looking at life. You know, it's like having an outside without an inside, or vice versa. It's looking at things from an absolute standpoint free from restriction or limitation, not limited in any way, or the relative is dependent on some sort of external condition to describe its specific nature. And that is kind of the way, and we form our minds and the way we conceive this world, this reality that we live in, waking up, taking a shower, putting on your clothes, is we've created and boxed in our limitless capability in form. We boxed it in. And we look at the relativity to everything else. How possible could it be for you because somebody else did it? How possible is a certain thing because it hasn't been done yet? How could it be done? And we look at this law and that law and how can we put it together instead of, okay, absolutely free from restriction, from limitation. We don't look at things like that. Everything, and it started in childhood with the dream of the planet. It started, a reference from the Four Agreements, by the way. It started then, and we take our limitless imagination, the limitless creation, and that God has put in us, and is probably for our good, because there are real dangers here. You can't just think you'll float across the street and you run, get hit by a car. You teach a kid early. You need to pay attention. You teach a kid because you are in a relative condition. You need both, not one or the other. You need both. But when you realize that one is dragging you down, you need to be in a safe space to expound on the other, if that makes sense. There is an abstract part and a concrete part of living. The abstract is a thought apart from concrete realities, specific objects, or actual instances, whereas the concrete is an idea, observation, term, or word having an actual or existent thing or instance as its referent. The concrete refers to something else to show you how real it is. The abstract does not. You need both. There's always something that comes up to challenge your ability to freely exist as you desire. The resistance to that desire shows or slows you from realizing your portion of an all-powerful nature. It's not you. You have everything you need to succeed already. We have allowed relative and concrete thinking to form our absolute nature. This challenge is to be free or to allow conception of what seems to be impossible into a world that views everything in patterns of precedence and relation. I hope you get that. This world, it tells you what you can't do because of what's normal or what's not normal. You are not normal. You are not. You are unique. You need to find that spark within you while you're creating. And focus on that. Focus and use your imagination to see, okay, how is it in relation to this and that? And then work it out. Allow it to gain weight and gravity. Because that's the life you want. That's the life that will allow you the least resistance towards your success, towards your abundance. law of compensation. You find out what's needed, you become good at it, and you, it's the difficulty in replacing you. With what I'm doing, I love doing this and I'm studying it. And there is a need for what I do. There is a need for restructuring your mental organism to create the life that you want. Because nobody tells you all of their problems, all of their woes, all of their fears. No. But in your own quiet space, if you can work that out to where I know I can improve on this. I know I can increase on this. I know I can have this in my life. And why it don't matter? Because I want it. It doesn't matter. Dude. Well, before I go rambling on, I just want to thank you for listening and joining into this podcast. I want to end up and I want to leave you with this thought from Thomas Troward, entering into the spirit of it. If we do not enter into the spirit of a thing, it has no invigorating effect upon us. And we regard it as dull, insipid, and worthless. We need to enter into the spirit of whatever we're doing. That's where the life is. That's where the energy comes from. That's where the joy and the enthusiasm and all of that comes from, when you enter into the spirit of what you're doing. When you love what you're doing, when you love to cook, or you cooking just because the folks got to eat, there's a difference. And it comes out in everything. Learn to enter into the spirit of whatever you're doing. Your job, your dream, when you really want to change something, you could be working wherever, but you never did get that law degree and you want to work on it. Guess what? The more you take steps towards getting to that dream and that goal, no matter how improbable or impossible it seems, as you enter into the spirit of it, it starts to fill you with energy and possibilities, and you start to see that it is possible. Possibility over precedence. That could be the way life goes. So well, not for me. You got to choose that other path. Well, I'm getting off, or I'll run off at the mouth. You guys, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you enjoy what you've heard, please share the podcast with others. Let's grow this podcast. And I want to remind you about today's sponsor, Dream Writer Inc. Writing and Publishing. You can find them on Google, or you can look them up on their website, www.dreamwriterinc.com. Thank you, everybody. And I hope, as usual, I gave you something to think about.